Thank you, Mr. President, dear ministers, general director, other distinguished guests, my fellow colleagues of the law enforcement community in Europe, and indeed some wonderful musicians. Thank you very much for your contribution today. It is indeed a great honor for me to be here today, a very special privilege for me as an external guest to join you on this very auspicious day to celebrate with you your police day and, of course, the 25th anniversary of the Slovenian police. And as was said in the introduction, at Europol, we look back on more than a decade of excellent cooperation between Slovenia and Europol, and indeed Slovenia's part, important part in the work of the European law enforcement community to keep all our citizens safe from security threats that are growing in sophistication. I can tell you that the number of Slovenian investigations supported by Europol has increased every year over that 10-year period. Europol has helped the Slovenian police with expertise, analysis, operational support, and we provided financial support to the organization and the implementation of several important operations. I'm also very pleased to see that the Slovenian law enforcement community is a major contributor to Europol's systems at the European level. More than 9,000 intelligence messages sent last year alone using Europol's secure communication system. And a figure which will be exceeded again this year, and particularly in some areas such as combating migration, smuggling, firearm smuggling, drug trafficking, Slovenia is indeed a leading contributor amongst the member states in Europe. Well, we all know that your celebrations are taking part during a challenging time for European law enforcement, and of course Europe as a whole, Minister, already reflected on the difficult migration crisis as a continent we have been facing, also of course here in Slovenia. And these crises continues to be a major challenge for our law enforcement community. It also has implications, I think, especially in the fight against serious and organized crime. We know at Europol that 90% of all the illegal migrants that arrived in Europe last year were smuggled here by criminal organizations. That puts the challenge of fighting people smuggling groups at the heart of our collective response to the migration crisis in Europe. We know that it is the fastest growing criminal sector in Europe, worth approximately 3 to 6 billion euros a year. At Europol, we have recorded over 40,000 people smuggling suspects in our criminal databases. And in response to these, Europol has established a new European Migrant Smuggling Centre to enhance the exchange of information to provide better operational support to the member states. This has more than 40 staff already allocated to it, coordinating operations across Europe. We're very proud of the fact that it is led by one of your own, Robert Kripinko, a senior representative, as many of you will know, from the Slovenian Criminal Police. Slovenia, I think, has an important role to play as a link, especially between law enforcement authorities in the countries in this region along the Balkan route, which is so critical to the response to the migration crisis. Although the number of migrants on this route has diminished, the situation remains fluid, and we all have to be very aware of the dynamic nature of the migration crisis. We have to be alert, proactive, and we have to collaborate even more so in the future to ensure that we can protect our societies, protect our borders, protect our people. Slovenia's role in fighting international organized crime is, of course, not limited to migration smuggling. I already mentioned the essential role the Slovenia police plays in disrupting organized crime groups operating in this region and across Europe in the smuggling of drugs and other commodities. You are indeed well-respected in the international law enforcement arena. I can tell you that on behalf of Europol. That is certainly a fact. Meanwhile, the other major security challenge that we face in Europe, of course, comes from terrorism. Following the dreadful attacks that we've seen in Europe, in Paris and Brussels, other major incidents around our continent over the last year. And I think the modus operandi of terrorists is different from what we have witnessed in the past, where we have seen so-called lone actors inspired by Islamic State carrying out individual operations. What we saw in Paris was a departure from that, an upscaling in the threat, where we have seen networks of well-trained, battle-hardened terrorists returning from Syria and Iraq to carry out well-planned, very sophisticated attacks aimed at carrying out mass casualties in public places. It is, without a doubt, I think, a statement of intent by that terrorist group to come after us, to go after us in a more direct and challenging way than we have seen before. Member states and our third-party cooperation partners have entered in Europol databases more than 5,500 foreign terrorist fighters. And Slovenia has also been contributing information to these databases, making use of the direct secure line that we've established between Europol and the counterterrorism unit of the Slovene Criminal Police. The latest information from member states indicates an overall decline in the number of those travelling to Syria and Iraq. This doesn't mean, of course, that the threat is decreasing. I think Islamic State is under a lot of pressure in that region and is hitting out at the West directly in our societies. And now is a very dangerous time, I think, for Europe as we confront this. We have established a European Counterterrorism Centre at Europol to make sure that there is sufficient cooperation in the exchange of intelligence and in the investigation of all terrorist plots across Europe. This includes a new internet referral unit so that we can work collectively as a law enforcement community across Europe and increasingly with social media platforms to respond to the way in which that terrorist group is making innovative use, abusing the internet and social media platforms in particular as a propaganda and recruitment instrument. We're also in the process of recruiting guest officers from member states, which Europol will deploy to the hotspot locations in frontline countries such as Greece to assist with the secondary security checks there to make sure that our counter-terrorist infrastructure is as strong as it has to be, strong as it can be, at these locations, and make sure that we can respond to any evidence that the terrorists are trying to exploit the migration channel to bring their actors into our countries. It means, therefore, we need strategies linking traditional and counter-terrorism approaches, and it means essentially that as we respond to what are transnational threats, as a concerted community, as a very highly capable law enforcement community across Europe, we need to make sure we're working together more than ever before in the exchange of information, in the coordination of operations. And because of that, I'm very pleased to be here today to thank the special contribution that the Slovenian police is making alongside the other member states of the European Union to our common efforts. The current information picture at Europe at the moment is fragmented. It means that to improve the effectiveness of our fight in all of these areas, we need to improve our information architecture, but also the sharing of information between our services. As you know, criminals and terrorists are highly responsive to law enforcement countermeasures, and they, for example, quickly change the ways in which they transfer money or store data. And individual nations, therefore, cannot tackle these challenges alone as a strategic imperative for international cooperation. Slovenia is one of those countries that has long since understood that. Given the particular circumstances of your emergence towards independence 25 years ago, your understanding of the importance of European cooperation, the importance of solidarity within our European Union in the face of urgent security threats that challenge us all. I'm very grateful for the cooperation, therefore, that I have with Director General Fank and his colleagues, also with Minister Zhnidnia, whom I meet, has a very difficult name for me to pronounce as an English speaker. My apologies, Minister. I meet her many times in the council, and I have the deepest respect for her work, for the work of the General Director and his colleagues, and for the excellent cooperation that we share at Europol with the Slovenian Criminal Police. Congratulations again on your anniversary.